Triple J, Nemhard, Akbaji, Pajemski, and Dick are on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today. It is Friday, March 22nd. We're talking about DraftKings and we're doing it after this. But first, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman. Sign up at Stochastic. Links in the description of this video. You want sims, you want a lineup generator, projections, ownership, contest generator, premium Discord, and more. All you got to do is go to stochastic.com to figure it all out. Plenty of information if you don't know what you want, weekly packages, monthly packages, or if you want it to be even easier, click the links in the description. First up at number five, I've got Santi Aldama. He's power forward center, eligible 6,400, projected for 32. The goal is 42. He's in the winning lineup 19% of the time. I went 33 minutes for Aldama. He's been playing bigger minutes as of late. No Desmond Bane in this one. Massive pace up spot in a really nice matchup against the San Antonio Spurs. Aldama's going to be around a fantasy point per minute, 14 points, 8 boards, 2 assists, and 2 stocks. Plenty of opportunity to go around. And when you get good matchups like this, you want to take advantage. At number four, I've got Devin Vassell. He's point guard, shooting guard eligible, 7,300, projected for 38. The goal is 46, winning lineup 21% of the time. I went 37 minutes because he's been playing that basically every night for the past month. And he's got a good matchup against Memphis because they're shorthanded. Defense is still okay, but just not a very good team in general. Fantasy point per minute for Vassell, 20.5 points, 4 boards, 4 assists, almost 2 stocks. Really great positional eligibility for Vassell. Although, if we're being honest, it should be shooting guard and small forward, which would be even better. Anfernee Simons in at number 3 for me. This one's going to be a little bit different than the consensus. Point guard, shooting guard eligible, 7,500, projected for 41. The goal is 47. He's in the winning lineup 22% of the time. Doesn't look like we're going to get Jeremy Grant back for this one. Simons is playing 37 minutes a night, near 1.1 fantasy points per minute. Not a very good matchup against the Clippers, but 23 real points on 28% usage, 6 assists, 4 boards, and maybe a stock. But you're hoping for scoring. If Portland stays in this game in any way, Anfernee Simons is getting buckets. There's basically no other way for it to happen. And if that's the case, I don't think it would be crazy for him to pay off 7,500. John Conchar in at number 2, shooting guard, small forward eligible. Nice. On a day with basically no value, flexibility in the mid-tier is key, which you'll see at the number 1 spot. 4,600 for Conchar, projected 24, goal 32, winning lineup 24% of the time. Went 31 minutes. He's been starting and playing around 30 minutes every night. He gets the benefit of this great matchup in the same way that Santi Aldama does. Very different stat line, however. 5.5 points on 11% usage, and yet 6+ boards, 3.5 assists, and 2.5 stocks. He touches every category. He just doesn't touch them all in a big way. Any outlier there in a positive direction is going to help you get to that 32-point goal. But my number one contender to start the day is Aaron Nesmith. Shooting guard, small forward eligible, 5,100, projected for 26. The goal is 35, winning lineup 24% of the time. Now, as we get more value throughout the day, Nesmith and Conchar are going to fall down this list because we'll be able to push up better high dollar plays. But 31 minutes for Nesmith, around 0.8 fantasy points per minute. It's a nice matchup against Golden State. 14 points on 18% usage, 4 boards, an assist and a half, and a stock and a half. But you're getting guard and forward at just 5,100. Again, we don't have good value now, so the mid-range is where we starting it all out. It's a balanced build day at 11:38 a.m. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Friday, March 22nd. FanDuel version around here somewhere, so check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win some money. I'll see you guys again Monday morning for another edition of The Contenders.